If I asked you a simple question, what would you say? Would you know the answer? Would you pretend I'm not there? Ignore the obvious. Be honest. What would you do? Because when it comes down to it, ignorance is easier than action. And that's a problem. Hello and welcome to Sincerely Stupid. My name is Quinn O'Malley, and the verdict is that I'm just as guilty as everyone when it comes to humanity's lack of common sense. The difference, I'm not willing to take the easy way out. This brings me back to that simple question. Are you okay with living in ignorance of all the world's problems? This podcast has been an itch in the back of my mind since I did a similar production in high school. Except this time, filters off. Let's get the court in session because everyone is guilty until proven innocent. So what even is common sense? According to the Merriam-Webster, common sense is sound and prudent judgment based on a simple perception of the situation or the facts. Pretty straightforward, right? They give an example. Running away from the beach when the ocean pulls back before a tsunami seems obvious. But for many, that response feels counterintuitive. Why? The disconnect between what we should know and what we actually do is where the real problem begins. Common sense isn't missing, it's broken. Now let's rewind back to when it all started, or at least when we first gave common sense a name. Remember Aristotle, that old Greek philosopher you learned about back in history class? He called it koin anastasis, or sensory integration. This is your brain making sense of what you see, feel, smell. You see a yellow thing, you feel its peel, you smell something sweet. Your brain says it's a banana. It's basic, it's primal, but it still works. Fast forward to 1776. Thomas Paine published his pamphlet, Common Sense. He expanded the definition. For him, common sense represented a universal political rule, something everyone could agree on. A beautiful idea, right? But let's face it, universal consensus? Yeah, that doesn't exist. And science backs this up. Researchers developed something called the shared belief score. It measures how many ideas are commonly held. If Paine were right, this score would be high. The brutal reality? They tested thousands of ideas, and only about 8% of people agreed on even basic truths. That means 92% of the time, what you think is obvious is up for debate. This 8% is more than just a number. It signifies a serious decline in our shared understanding. Common sense hasn't vanished. It's splintered into approximately 8.257 billion customized versions, becoming more of a personal opinion to defend ourselves than a shared truth. So who killed common sense? There's three culprits all working together, eroding our ability to think straight. Culprit number one, money. Our good old friend, capitalism. Love it or hate it, our brains crave dopamine. You see, we have two brains, quick brain and slow brain. The quick brain, system one, yeah, it's fast, emotional, jumps to conclusions, sees a headline, feels angry, or validated instantly. The slow brain, system two, that's our analytic decision maker. Takes time to read, to think critically. Problem is, every social media platform is designed to keep you hooked using your quick brain because it generates more profit. Emotional reactions means more clicks, more shares, making you intellectually lazy. Which leads us to the Google effect. Why memorize facts or finish thoughts when your phone is a foot away and can give you the answer in seconds? We're outsourcing our thinking. And as we rely more on tech for answers, our capacity to judge dwindles. As we become increasingly reliant on smart devices, our critical thinking skills are deteriorating. We're losing sight of essential truths and common sense itself. Now, despite all the facts, I'm just one person. I can talk all I want about why we shouldn't stand to live our lives in ignorance. So I leave it to you, the jury, humankind. Because change may start with one person, but to create that ripple effect, much like dominoes, you need an army. So, sincerely, humankind, I write this to you, the listeners, as both a challenge and a plea. The truth isn't lost, it's just scattered across a million different feeds, buried under a thousand emotional reactions. We have all the tools, the slow brain to sift through the noise, to check the sources, and engage with those we disagree with. The choice to seek truth is a moral commitment, not a convenience. Stop letting technology think for you. Stop letting tribal hatred guide your judgment. Common sense isn't something you're born with. It's something you have to fight for. Show up, do the work, be better than the algorithm. Or will you stand by, let our planet die, and remain forever stupid? This episode of Sincerely Stupid was made possible by the wisdom of the ancients and findings of modern science. Our analysis was built on the foundational theories, including Aristotle's concept of Kuwain anastasis, Daniel Kahneman's dual system model for thinking fast and slow, and contemporary research into effective polarization and the Google effect. As always, thank you for listening.